Rock 107 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
All righty, good morning. It's 8:14. Brock, Hunter.
Time to wake up.
Christ.
Monday.
Wake up, you dumb sluts.
You know, I think today I might kick off the old coffee bench thing going. You know, in the winter, I drink more coffee than I do in the summer. I think today's the day.
Today's the day, huh?
I think I'm going to go make some coffee here in a little bit.
All right.
I'm going to break that ice.
Cool story. Good stuff. Yeah, I like it.
What, you got something better?
No, I don't. I don't.
Oh. Well, there you go. That's your Monday morning story.
Let this peter out for you just for a bit. All right, folks, we got to get to it. It is time for your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Well, did the devil make him do it? Did he? Last week, a New Orleans priest was caught filming himself having sex at the altar with two dominatrixes.
Hey.
A congregant driving by St. Peter and Paul's Roman Catholic Church saw the lights on at night and decided to peek in. We're pretty sure the sight of her priest doing the S&M nasty was not what she expected. She took some video and called the cops. The Reverend Travis Clark and his two lady friends were arrested, and he was suspended from the church, obviously. I don't know what to say about this.
So here's a question. Who owns the church? Does the priest own the church?
No. It's owned by, I believe, the Catholic Church as a whole. You know what I mean? I don't think the priest doesn't own the church. He just works there.
Somebody's got to own it, don't they?
Yeah, like I said, I think like the whole Catholic sect of the religion. Again, I'm just blindly throwing facts out there, so don't take this, you know. But that's
so what I was going to say. If it's his, you know, I don't want to say house, his church.
Yeah,
it's like being in a house. It'd be like, what, you get arrested for having sex in your? It's not morally right, obviously, and it's shocking. Yes, but. Illegal?
No, he doesn't own it. I don't think so. And I'm pretty sure that the Catholic Church is, well, to be fair, they've let some other things kind of slide under the table. So I guess this could have been a lot worse when you look at some of the stuff.
If you put
there.
It that way, you should almost be happy. Like, here we go. Nice. Yeah, all right. You. They're not.
God. What would you do if you saw some priest getting on with two dominatrixes?
Huh? Well, first off, I'd take a peek at the communion wine and see if they finish it off. If they have it, I might share a drink and be like, hey, you guys need it.
If their teeth are just red, then you know, like, all right, they're a little boozed up.
No, I'll put my hand over the ropes, too. Tag me in.
You know, I wonder if they were, if the ladies were going like, oh, God. Then it just counts as prayer, doesn't it?
Yeah, no. Oh, boy, be careful.
Oh, God. Throwing a few Hail Marys up there, if you will.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Hey, you know what? Put it this way. Sometimes church gets a little boring. It goes a little too long. You know, you get those two-hour sermons. You're like, why is it 2 hours? But if they threw a little halftime, you know, that guy's doing in there. I think some people would stick around more.
This communion wafer tastes salty. What's that about?
Oh, dude.
I know. I
just should let everybody know. Story. Let everybody know. Brock's a very religious guy, so
I'm allowed to do this. All right,
you
I'll
are
go to
allowed
confession
to do
later. Yeah. You know, go to and hopefully I get to talk to this guy in confession because I feel like he'll understand where I'm coming from.
Brock's been going to confession every day in expectation of this happening.
You know, I wonder did he like get spanked with a cross? Is that how they did it?
No, dude, no. Come on.
Getting choked with those rosary beads?
No, stop it. It's bad enough the guy actually went through with it and did it and he got caught.
I wonder if he was completely naked except for his collar, that priest wear. You know, that's what I hope.
You need to get off the internet, man. You're searching too many weird keywords.
Actually, I do have some things to search now. I'm going to do that. All right, that's your WTF of the day. We'll be back.
You're burning.
WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.